Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Heather Morris, and I will be presenting on the development and validation of an instrument to measure collaborative goal setting in the care of patients with diabetes. I'd like to start by saying that I have no relationships to disclose at this time. However, I should state that I did receive an R36 that supported the research that you are about to see. So in recent years, there has been an increased focus on engaging patients in both their health as well as their health care. And this is particularly true in chronic care management, where self-management plays a critical role in their care. The ADA has recommended the use of collaborative goal setting as a method by which to promote patient engagement. And previous studies have found that when patients do self-report engaging in collaborative goal setting with their clinicians, that this is associated with increases in both self-efficacy as well as trust in their physician. So in a previous study, we used qualitative research methods to identify what needs to occur for a patient to state that a goal setting process is actually collaborative. Findings from the study indicated that patients conceptualized collaborative goal setting as both a multidimensional process that occurred over time and occurred within a caring relationship with their physician. And patients identified a multidimensional representation of this where patients and physicians listened and learned from each other. They shared ideas, agreed on a measurable objective, as well as received support for their goal achievements. So the primary objective of this study was to use the results from the formative study to develop a patient-reported measure of collaborative goal setting to be used for both the monitoring and evaluating of this process with patients with diabetes specifically. So for the purposes of this study, eligible participants were aged 40 years or older, and they were receiving care for their diabetes within the Virginia Commonwealth University Health System, which is in Richmond, Virginia, and it is the largest safety net provider within Central Virginia. And they were also needing to have an outpatient visit to either a primary care clinician or endocrinology clinic between August 2012 and August 2013. Individuals who had previously participated in the formative portion of our research were excluded from the study, as well as individuals who were under the age of 40 or who had been diagnosed with gestational diabetes. And what we were trying to do was limit this to as many individuals with type 2 as possible. So eligible patients were identified using the structured data contained within the electronic health record at PCU Health Systems. And we used random sampling methods to select 400 patients for study inclusion using the SPSS version 21 random number generator. And survey administration followed a Dillman approach, whereby after the initial survey packet was sent, non-respondents 2 weeks later received a reminder postcard. An additional 2 weeks later, we then sent another survey packet in the hopes that this would encourage individuals to respond. And those that did send back a survey, whether it was fully completed or not, received a $20 gift card to a local retailer of their choice. The two that they were given were Target and or Walmart. And then the data that was returned was achieved with optical mark recognition using Remarko MR. And to be included in the analysis, individuals had to report that they had engaged in a health-related goal discussion with their physician in the previous 6 months. So initial measure development was divided into two consecutive phases. In the first phase, we used developed survey items for potential inclusion in the measure. Items were developed based upon findings from the previous study from the focus groups, and we utilized this for using some of the wording that we chose. This study resulted in the 5 domains, as I discussed previously, and so 6 to 11 survey items were created per domain, and this resulted in 77 items, and they were given the choice of responding on a Likert scale, where 1 was strongly disagree and 5 was strongly agree. Now, in the second phase, the pool of items was revised and refined using both an expert panel as well as cognitive interviews. The expert panel included a psychometrician, a primary care physician, a health communication specialist, as well as a health psychologist. And these individuals were used to help with They were used to look at the wording that was used as well as to help eliminate any redundancies that were used within that. And then there were, let me rephrase that. The remaining 67 items, so 10 items were taken out. The remaining 67 were used to test using cognitive interviews, using a convenient subsample of individuals that had previously participated in the focus groups. And these individuals assessed it for both the wording, the quality, and if they had any difficulty understanding those items. And so this actually resulted in 44 items to go forward to be assessed for their use within the measure. So as part of the survey that I administered, not only did I include the patient measure for collaborative goal setting, which is the measure that I was assessing, but I also included the perceived competence scale, which was used to assess the patient's self-efficacy, the trust in physician scale, which was used to assess the relationship they have with their physician, as well as the diabetes self-management scale to see how patients self-reported their engagement and behaviors. Confirmatory factor analysis was used to assess the construct validity of the instrument, and consistent with our conceptual model of collaborative goal setting, we tested a second order factorial model. And this model used multiple dimension representation of collaborative goal setting, where the first five order factors were represented by the items within the measure, and then the second order where the five domains loaded upon the concept of collaborative goal setting. The structural equation modeling was used to test the external validity of the measure, as well as the pathways to self-management behavior mediated by both self-efficacy and trust. A total of 192 individuals reported discussing a health-related goal with their clinician in the previous 6 months and were included in the analyses. And the mean age of eligible survey respondents was 60, predominantly female, African-American. Most had graduated from high school, and the vast majority were insured. And 32% were married, and close to 50% had an income of less than $15,000. And this is fairly indicative of the population that was sampled. This is very similar to that of Richmond, Virginia. The image you see here is the unadjusted structural equation model, and I apologize, it may be difficult to see in the back, so I'm going to walk you through it just a little bit. On the left-hand side, you can see collaborative goal setting, which is the construct being tested, as well as the five domains below, which were the ones I discussed before. So listen and learn, share ideas, caring relationship, agree on objective, and provide support. And then the arrows leading from collaborative goal setting to the right are the external paths leading to self-management behaviors. And as you can see, it's mediated by both self-efficacy and trust. And I will not expect you guys to read the very small numbers that are on there, so I am going to summarize this for you. I apologize. It doesn't translate well onto a big slide. So the takeaway message is that collaborative goal setting had a positive and direct relationship on self-management all the way to the right, as well as a direct and positive relationship with self-efficacy. And all those three pathways leading to self-management behaviors were significant. However, the hypothesized pathway through trust was not. So the overall fit of the model was good with a high chi-square, 4,366, as well as a p-value of less than 0.001. Each of the items had significant loadings of less than 0.001 onto their respective domains. And these first order factors had loadings that range from 0.57 all the way to 0.93, showing that they were fairly strong. And within the second order factorial model, where the concept of collaborative goal setting is represented by those five domains, each of the five first order factors is significantly and strongly associated with the construct of collaborative goal setting. And those loadings ranged all the way from 0.82 up to 0.95. And these results supported, it's actually the multi-dimensional representation of the five domains. Now, the three pathways that were tested were statistically significant, were the collaborative goal setting leading to self-efficacy, as well as the self-management, and the relationship mediated by self-efficacy. So among a sample of patients that were receiving care for their outpatient care for their diabetes, a multi-dimensional measure of collaborative goal setting was created, and it was also found that collaborative goal setting can be validly measured by a 37-item measure. consistent with an a priori conceptualization of collaborative goal setting, as well as other previous depictions. The measure consisted of items that spanned across five domains. Now, what this measure did add is that it needed to, that collaborative goal setting does need to occur within the context of a caring relationship, and that they need support across time in order to achieve their goal. The well-established relationship between self-efficacy as well as self-management is central to chronic care management. Our results implied that the use of office-based collaborative goal setting may be an effective way to foster self-efficacy and thereby provide an efficient and effective method by which to impact self-efficacy and thus self-management behaviors. Now, there are a few limitations with the study, as there are with any. The first is that the sample was limited to survey respondents receiving care from VCU health systems. As such, study participants may not be reflective of other healthcare systems, as well as those that were not responding to the study. So it would need to be further tested in order to assess its utilization. Another limitation is that this is a relatively small sample size to determine whether or not a sample or a measure is valid. So while there was a high response rate, only 192 respondents actually reported engaging in health-related goal discussion. Despite the fact that it did have a small sample size, the findings were significant regardless, which was kind of shocking. So I definitely would like to test this in a much larger sample size moving forward. And while the conceptual framework upon which the survey items was developed highlights the importance of utilizing collaborative goal setting across time, and this used a cross-sectional survey design, which precluded the exploration of how this dimension impacts collaborative goal setting. So to summarize, results from the study provided evidence of the external validity of the patient measure for collaborative goal setting, the measure that was tested, for measuring the occurrence of collaborative goal setting among patients with diabetes. I found that when patients labeled the goal discussion as collaborative, measured by this measure, it was positively associated with improved self-management behaviors, as well as support for improving self-management by improving patient self-efficacy. However, further testing is needed in order to establish the pathways through which patient labels of collaborative goal setting impact clinical outcomes. And those are some of the references. And thank you very much.